And we're joined now by three members of the Knoxville girls basketball team, the three seniors, Terry Udemark, Marley McKay, and Maggie Wilkins. And the first part of this interview is going to be kind of about the season. So I'm just going to go down the line here, asking you how things are going right now as we sit here about almost midway through the season.
Yeah, I think overall we've had a pretty successful season. We've had a few losses here recently, but I think overall we're just having fun as a team, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, I agree. We're definitely a very tight-knit group this year. We really have fun. I mean, we're a small group, but it's still super fun. And I think we all are getting better at working harder and things like that as well.
Yeah, I agree. This is probably the closest we've been as a group, just being very close to each other, being able to communicate with each other really helps on the court. So
we all are wearing our mask, which is something I don't think a year ago we thought would even happen. Tara, how's that kind of, everybody's really close. How's that kind of gotten everybody a little bit closer here lately?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy not having fans at the games and stuff. And I mean, we're glad now that people can come support us, but I mean, we're just glad that we can be with each other at practice, and we're thankful for that.
And also thankful it will be different this year as we transition to what we're here for, coaches versus cancer. And Tara, I'll just let you start off. You live with it. You've grown up with it. What's this been like, having a different coaches versus cancer in 2021?
Yeah, it's definitely very different, but definitely just as much work still. I mean, we're doing the auction online this year. So, I mean, once we get the donations, we're taking pictures and putting them online, so hopefully it'll be as normal as we can make it.
Marley, I know a lot of things are different, but thing that stays the same is you get to don those pink uniforms, which I know you girls really, really like, look forward to wearing.
Yeah, I'm super excited to wear the pink uniform one more time, and I'm glad that there's a crowd allowed now, so hopefully we can have a good turnout on that point as well.
And Maggie, what's this been like for you, being a part of this and experiencing this event for, through your high school career?
Honestly, it's probably the best experience I've ever seen, like, in my whole basketball career. I've never seen crowds that we've gotten for Coaches vs. Cancer. The auction's a really cool way to raise money for a good awareness, and so I think it's just a really cool thing that Knoxville does.
I'm going to go down the line and ask each one of you the same question. What does this event mean to you personally? So, just speak from the heart, Tara, what does this mean to you?
Yeah, my family has definitely experienced cancer, and so it really means a lot.
I personally haven't had a lot of experience with cancer and things like that, but I just know how it affects everyone else. So I just know that it's a really big deal to people and in their hearts. So I'm just glad that I can be and help the cause.
Same with Marley. I haven't had a really good connection with it, but my mom has a few friends that's gone through some of that stuff, but I've never felt on a real emotional type of connection with someone that's had it that's really close.
And, down through the years, Sheraton has been so awesome in just, playing along, but participating in this and being an active participant. I mean, what's that mean, Marley, to, have your opponent, which is your rival? You want to beat them, but then it's like, oh, hey, when you are normal, you're holding hands with one of your people that you just, tried to beat out there on the court.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show that there's more to life than just sports. I think it's good to show that coming together for a greater cause is really what we need in this world, to make the world a better place and things like that. And if it can start, with something small, just a cancer foundation thing, then if we can start there, then I think it's really good.
Maggie, what's that like for you when you just maybe guarded the girl that, you're locked hands with now in the circle, and now you're looking at each other and, maybe a little misty-eyed at, during the ceremony?
Yeah, I'm really glad we can share that experience with our opponents. We can go out, play our hardest, and even if we win, we can always come together and share that experience together and just be we were always not, playing against each other.
Tara, I know, things get emotional during that ceremony, but, I talked to, a former Panther, LA Hawk, said, I don't know if any of you remember her, happy tears. That's what she described it as.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy to think that everybody in the crowd is there for the same reason, and to be able to relate and connect to everybody, whether they're from your hometown or not, is really awesome to see.
Now, usually I ask, tell you to give about a 30-second spiel of why people should come out. I'm going to say that again, but in a different way. Why people should donate, get to the online auction. Why people should be a part of this and not necessarily come out, because some of the people probably won't because of safety reasons.
Yeah, I think more so now than ever, this event is going to reach more people than it normally does, because, you can donate online, you can do the auction online, and having that available, you can do without even having to come. So I think it's going to be a really awesome turnout.
Yeah, I hope the turnout's just really good, and I think it's just going to, like she said, the online thing is such a great feature now that we can have people looking out, so I hope people from different states are just looking for that too. And I just know that, like, with grandparents and things like that, like, that'll be a great way for that to happen as well.
Yeah. Same. Just what going on with what they said, it's a great way to spread awareness and things like that, so.
All right. Maggie Wilkins, Marley McKay, Terry Unimark, thank you so much for joining us. And let's make this Coaches versus Cancer a big event on January 23rd.